Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us is Ross Norton, editor of GSA Business in Greenville, South Carolina, part of the SC Biz News Network. Ross, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
So let's start with the upstate where you are, Greenville-Spartanburg area. Give us the state of the business environment there during this crisis.
It's very slow. It unfolded fast. But the first, I guess, significant thing that happened, the Swamp Rabbits, the hockey team in Greenville, they announced that they would stop their season right there, canceling the rest of it. And that was followed not too long later by the Greenville Drive, the minor league team, announced that they would suspend the start of their season. They still hope that they'll be able to play baseball. And then it hit restaurants. Restaurants and hospitality got hit hard, and then it sort of spread to other businesses from there.
The big employer in your area, BMW?
Yes, BMW, they're closing it. They're the most impactful employer probably in the whole state. They've got 11,000 employees there. They stopped their production line on Sunday, yesterday. It will be closed for a couple of weeks. They make 1,500 cars a day. It's a big impact. What happened there is it's kind of the opposite of what we were expecting. We were wondering what would happen when BMW did shut down. They moved up the date. Originally, it was going to be like April 3rd, and they closed earlier because they couldn't get enough supplies. As they made decisions across the country about how to deal with the coronavirus, and they started practicing social distancing, and as they ramped up, their production started slowing down among the suppliers, and it affected the supply line. So BMW had to go ahead and close down.
And another large automobile manufacturer in our state, down on the coast, Volvo.
Yes, Volvo, they have 1,500 employees, and they idled their production line last Thursday. From last Thursday until April 14th, they won't be producing cars, and that's 1,500 employees that won't be going to work each day.
Another big change in our state recently, over the past couple of years, has been hospitals. Hospitals have changed, they've closed, they've merged, and a big merger between Greenville and Columbia. Have you been in touch with the hospital industry?
Yeah, that's right. Prisma Health, as you know, it's now stretches from Greenville down into the Midlands. They actually have some exciting news. As you know, there's a ventilator shortage because of all the ventilators that are going into service to treat COVID-19 patients. And an emergency room doctor and her husband and pulmonary specialist at Prisma Health have figured out how to make one ventilator serve four patients at one time. And they involve Clemson University, University of South Carolina, as well as the USC School of Medicine in Greenville. And they all got together and figured out how to make it work. FDA gave emergency approval for them to go ahead and move forward with it. So 100 ventilators can now serve 400 patients thanks to their work.
One thing that I've noticed as I've gotten out to get some groceries, et cetera, it seems like the construction industry is still moving forward. There's still building going on.
Yeah, everywhere you look, construction sites have some activity. I don't know if it's everybody at work, but there's some activity at just about every construction site that I see. They're staying busy. And one thing that I've also seen is that parking lots are full of construction workers, especially around lunchtime, because they're picking up their meals to go curbside from restaurants that are determined to not have to shut down and not have to idle their employees during this time.
And speaking of employees, how has this affected your way of doing business? Your reporters, I'm assuming, are all working from home and venturing out only as needed.
That's right. We're working from home. You know, we do a lot of our work by phone and email these days anyway, but it's a lot different when you can't just shout out in the newsroom and talk to people and discuss things. So we're all working from home. And those of us like Moo who have children, we're also, you know, having to stop every now and then. And for me, I'm working on my third grade skills and my fifth grade skills.
Well, good luck with that.
Thanks.
Well, Ross, thank you so much for spending time with us, and stay safe.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Ross Norton is editor of GSA Business, part of the SC Biz News Network. He spoke to us by phone from his home in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.